Welcome to Ask the Experts, the show where you can connect directly with experts to get your questions answered live. Go ahead and get your questions into the chat, and we'll get to as many as we can. I'm Shana Keenan, and I'm excited to chat about Azure VMware Solution, the Microsoft Learn Path that just launched not too long ago. With me, we've got Pumala Schmidt. Hi, Pumala, how's it going?
Hey, Shannon. A little hot over here in the East Coast, but I am surviving. There's air conditioning, right?
Not twice. Yeah, it's pretty hot where I am too. I guess it's summer, right?
That's what they say. You know, at least we don't have any wildfires out here.
Right, it's true. So Pumala and I were on the same team. And Pumala's a more recent member of the team. Pumala, why don't you introduce yourself so that folks know kind of what you do, and then we'll start talking about the Azure VMware Solution Learn Path.
So I'm one of the cloud advocates, and as Shannon had said, I am new on the enterprise platform team. I formerly was on the IT pro team, and my background is everything infrastructure related. So that means I've worked on a VMware environment. I actually managed an international corporation, actually, and I built it from scratch with my bare hands. Lots of blood, sweat, and tears went into that. I'm also a former Exchange administrator as well, and storage and backup. So I have that whole IT pro background, I guess the jack of all trades, master of some, as I like to say. Sure. We could pretty much do anything, make anything happen. It may not be the best way to do it, but hey, right? It works.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the Microsoft Learn Path, right? So I don't know if you want to set the stage and kind of talk a little bit about what we wound up doing, just in hopes of trying to skill up, right?
So the Learn Path, it was interesting because when I had joined the team, you had just released the first module. I believe that was the deployment one.
Correct.
And when I joined, it was the end of March, and it was like, okay, we need to do the intro one. I was like, oh, okay. And putting myself in the former administrator's shoes, you know, having run and managed a VMware environment, you know, I'm thinking, okay, how do we help administrators transition into an AVS environment? So I just kept thinking, I got to put myself in the shoes, and what do they need to know to give them that foundational layer to really get started, to understand, so that when they do the deployment model and the module, and then also the module that you were working on the same time that I started, the migration module, I wanted to give that platform so that they can jump right into those other two modules, and then they can do the learn path, and everything just makes sense, rather than doing sort of this hodgepodge type of learning.
Sure. Yeah. So the learn path, it's the intro, the deployment, and the migration. So there's three different components that encompass the full-blown learn path. So we've got a question. And the first question we've got here is, how are courses like this tested or evaluated before being released?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. So we actually have technical experts that review the courses before we actually release them, and they give us some guidance. They review and say, hey, this works. Maybe you should, you know, fine tune this section a little bit, maybe add some more technical content, or if it sounds too marketing, yes, we get our hands slapped because this isn't a marketing pitch, right? We're here to teach you how to run the environment and understand the environment so that you can manage it on your own. So having those technical experts review it for us really helps us stay focused and on track and keep it consistent with just learning.
Sure. Yeah. And I think those folks are what make it helpful, right? Yeah. We can run the gambit and try and get everything up to speed, but we definitely need their input. We never try and operate like we're in a silo, right? So
yeah. And one thing I noticed with writing the intro module, It's probably more difficult than writing a deeper technical dive like the deployment and migration module, which is a lot of how-to, right? The intro, you're kind of, I don't want to say you're stuck, but you're in this midway point where there is a little bit of a marketing pitch to it because you sort of have to sell it a little bit, but not really. You have to give them this understanding of what the product is without sounding like a salesperson. And I felt that was probably the hardest thing for me because I wanted to keep it really technical, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, I have to, you know, I have to talk about all the features as well. And sometimes when you talk about features and benefits, it sounds a little bit marketing-ish.
It does.
Yeah. Trying to find that sweet spot with doing an intro module and you know, that was probably the most difficult without sounding like a, I don't want to say a marketing or salesperson, but because the whole point is we're here to teach and learn technical content. And I feel that I think we did a pretty good job. Pretty proud of myself because it was a couple different revisions, right?
Yeah.
And just finding that sweet spot, saying, okay, this is good. This is what they need. And I'm sure over time that we'll be making some modifications to that learn path as the product evolves, right. And, you know, and to the deployment and the migration module as well. As the product evolves, things will change, right?
So I've got another question. So it says, hi, is VMware on Azure on-prem the only solution, or is it a hybrid one? And I think if we were to take a look at that, this is just VMware on Azure, right? It's probably the easiest way to describe it. You can link it to your on-premises environment, but.
It's a cloud solution.
It is.
I think the easiest way to put it is it's your foot in the door to the cloud. You're not quite sure about full-blown cloud services, but you want to reduce hardware footprint in your data center, or you want to get out of the data center business altogether. You pretty much can, you know, pick up your environment and put it in Azure, but it's your VMware environment, right? It's all things VMware. It's just in an Azure data center.
Right.
That's the easiest way to put that.
Right. And then you can always link it up to your existing environment on-prem.
Yeah.
Right.
For those that still want to have some, you know, on-prem existence. But for those that want to go completely, you know, it's that foot in the door.
Right. We've got another good question here. So what guest operating systems are compatible with Azure VMware solution?
Well, pretty much whatever you're running in your VMware environment now is compatible. So we've got Linux, Windows, obviously. And then you have your virtual appliances, and most of those run a variant of Linux. So it's whatever you're currently running in your VMware environment now works on the AVS Azure VMware solution. We like to, you know, create acronyms for everything. So you may hear us saying AVS, and that stands for Azure VMware solution.
Right, right. So now, if you were a person who was trying to learn more, what would you get at the end of this learn path? And that's kind of open-ended. I want to try and kind of paint the picture for people who are interested in taking the Learn Path.
So Learn Path, basically, it's going to get you started with running and managing the environment once you decided that you want to do Azure VMware solution. The intro module, it's that foundational layer. You're going to understand the basics of how AVS works, you know, how the clusters are set up, what minimum requirements you need, things like that. And then the deployment module basically walks you through on how to deploy the Azure VMware solution. And then the migration module walks you through on migrating your existing VMs into the AVS solution. So it's basically, it's like an end-to-end type of learning solution. So you're gonna understand what it does to the point where you can actually migrate.
Very cool, very cool. We've got another question. Let's see, so comparing Azure IaaS, does AVS add any additional security or performance-based advantages if you're comparing the IaaS platform to Azure VMware solution?
From a security standpoint, does it add, is that what the question was?
I think so, yeah. If I was reading this, I would think, does it offer any additional security?
Well, you're going to get the security. You can integrate with Azure Native Services. So you're going to get Azure Sentinel Security Center. You can do that. Yeah, you can integrate that with your AVS platform. Anything additional? I mean, if you already have something that is existing in your environment, you can run that. But the additional is going to be the Azure Security Center and Azure Sentinel. But also, if you're looking at basically scaling your environment like quickly, rather than investing in capital because that takes time, you're able to spin up more clusters and nodes. That could be from the performance side where you're going to gain more speed rather than waiting for that capital investment on premises.
Makes sense. And I think those are big pieces. You also get the inherited security of VMware too. I think
yes.
Sometimes folks forget that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I didn't mention that. So whatever you're already existing using within the VMware environment, you're going to get that you've already implemented.
Right. So those are some key features. So we've got another good question here. So how can I build a career in Azure VMware? I believe it's Azure VMware Solutions. So what would you be recommending if somebody came to you with that question, Pumala?
Oh, wow. That's
very open-ended.
it is. So as a VMware expert, understanding how the cloud works, I feel is essential for your career, right? Because we're not going anywhere. So you're gonna learn not only VMware stuff, but you're gonna learn Azure. And that's just an additional notch for you. You put in your resume, like, yes, they're pretty much your management is within vCenter. But once you start integrating with the Azure Native Services, that's going to take you to a whole different path, and provide different opportunities for you to go down. It's almost like a rabbit hole, right? Because you can go down the security side, you can go on the monitoring side. I mean, there's governance. So there's all sorts of aspects there from the VMware expert coming, from a personal perspective. If I was running the environment and I was moving to AVS, I would start really looking from an integration perspective because I already understand VMware, right? For the most part, I should if I'm managing this environment. So that if I already know what I need to know from VMware, I'm going to start focusing on the native services that Azure has available. I may not be ready to implement it with my production environment, but investigating and learning those different native services prepares you and prepares your environment. Because at some point you're gonna want to enhance, right? You're gonna wanna do a little bit more. And once you understand what all APS can do, you're gonna be able to accelerate that for your production environment.
And this might be a good opportunity to plug the VMware hands-on labs as well. So in addition to the learn path, right? That's one way to dig in deeper. VMware worked with Microsoft to build a number of hands-on labs that are kind of click-through demos, right? That might be another way to dig in a little bit more.
Yes, we definitely have to call that out. And on the banner there should be the URL that you can go to get the hands-on lab.
So we've got another question. So there's a lot of good questions.
I know. Like, I'm like trying to keep up here, Michael.
This is good. Sometimes we've had these questions. There's not a lot of questions.
It is really good.
So the next question I've got here is, how did you decide what concepts and topics to include in the courses?
Oh, wow.
That's a really good one, right?
Yeah. Specifically for the intro, since I wrote it, we do have some guidance from the Learn team for what we're supposed to include, but I wanted to include foundational items that are core to how AVS works, right, from an infrastructure standpoint. So security is key. Understanding the basic concepts of hosts and clusters and nodes, because you have to understand that in order to really work on the environment, or at least understand the concepts. And then understanding the different features and benefits. Yeah, it sounds kind of marketing, but you do need to know what features are available. And there are extra benefits for running AVS. for instance, Server 2008, as we all know, it's end of life, but there's an opportunity for extended security updates and things like that. So knowing that, you can actually plan your environment a little bit better. And just thinking, you know, myself, former life running VMware, I mean, let's admit there's some environments that you're still running legacy OSs, right? And knowing that, and knowing that, okay, there's some benefits I have. If I move everything over, I'm going to be able to get security updates. You know, it's not forever, but at least it gives you time to kind of work with the developers and the application owners to upgrade that server. Give them a little nudge.
Right.
So that's how I came up with the intro module. And you could probably speak from a deployment and the migration module since you wrote that.
Yeah, I think when we thought through the deployment and the migration, those are the next big question marks. How do I deploy the service? How do I migrate my VMs? And so those all three coupled together, we thought those would be a great foundational path for the Azure VMware solution environment. And so it's just kind of taking some feedback from the field. So we have field facing folks that work with customers. They give us some insight, right? As well as the engineering teams that run Azure VMware solution from a product perspective and the marketing folks, right? So we talk to a lot of different folks to try and figure out what's happening. So it's never one specific thing. It's a couple different things. So, is that you, Pamela?
That is me. And my other computer. I apologize for that.
That's okay. I was trying to figure out who it was. I didn't know if it was our show producers. I thought they were.
That's what happens when you have multiple systems. You're like, wait, I forgot to mute one.
Exactly. So hopefully that answers the question, right? So we're taking feedback from a number of different spots, implementing it to kind of provide that foundational path of intro migration, intro deployment migration. So let's see. The Learn course is marked as intermediate. Where should I start as a beginner? I think that's a really good question. So Pumala, you've had years and years and years of VMware experience. How did you get started? Did you take a training class?
That's good.
Because I feel like that might be where we help. So then that's coming from Jeff. Maybe that's where we help Jeff out a little bit here.
Okay, so about 10 years ago, I was an exchange admin, and my boss came to me and said, we're running VMware, and you're going to be our VMware admin. So I was like, whoa! Because, exchange and VMware, they just mesh. So I actually went to one of the courses. I forgot who it was that was offering. I did like a week training just to understand how VMware worked. I worked a little bit with virtualization, but in order to really be the architect of an environment, I took one of those 5-day courses. It's pretty good, but I learned the best from the jumpstart. Back then, I'm not sure if they're still doing it now, but it was the jumpstart where you purchase from one of the partners and they would actually come out and spend a whole week with you and just work with you in building your environment, planning out how you're going to stage your hosts, your networking. And that probably helped me the most. And then just a little bit of hands-on training. Because I spent a lot of time building those blades. And this is before all the automation components really kicked in, where you can just spin stuff up. I did a lot of manual building at the time, but that's pretty much how, as a beginner, right? Like it really jumpstart me from touching a little bit of virtualization to actually understanding the ins and outs of it, and just, I hate to say this, but breaking the environment. I got a couple purple screens, test environments are great. So from a beginner perspective, obviously I'm gonna push the intro module, right? If you're just getting into AVS. But there's also other things out there that, like the hands-on lab that VMware offers. They also offer a lot of basic how VMware works and stuff like that too on their learning platform. Yeah. But you know, getting into AVS, you really do need to understand how VMware works to, I don't want to say to be successful on AVS, but having a basic understanding of how that, how your environment works. Now understand there are certain environments where people get pulled into managing it. And, you know, they're kind of like, hey, you inherited this. So now they've got to get up to speed. So in those situations, there's a lot of free stuff out there between Microsoft Learn and the VMware community. There's plenty of opportunities to get you up to speed.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And I think looking for jobs that might still have VMware environments, I think that's one of the other things that I could think of off the top of my head, because I feel like that's how I got a lot of experience, was being, you know, quote unquote, Johnny on the spot, right? I'm not Johnny, but that's right. Shannon on the spot. So that's another thing to factor in, right? Trying to find those jobs that have that in terms of gaining the exposure. So we've got another question.
Gosh, we just got questions.
So I know, these are really good questions.
Awesome.
So the next question is, why does Azure VMware Solution use a public 4-byte ASN? And if you don't know that answer, I could answer that. I'm going to add
that one.
So this is something that you'll find with BGP routing. So, and it's one of those things where I don't think, Pumla, you weren't big on networking, right? Prior to, okay, yeah, and I really wasn't either. I had a nice.
I had a networking guru that sat in my queue over, and I would just like throw stuff over, like, "Hey, can you report for me, please?"
And then we'd argue: is it DNS or is it the networking? It was always DNS.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the short story. But yeah, so the idea here is ABS has an express route circuit when it deploys. So that's part of the service, right? That's what peers into the Azure VNet. That's how your ABS environment can be seen inside of Azure and the virtual network, right? The recommended pattern for deployment, if you're going to migrate VMs on-prem into Azure, is to deploy your own express route circuit and then enable global reach, right? And you have to make sure that everything in that communication pattern supports 4-byte ASN, which it's autonomous systems numbers. And that's essentially what BGP uses to route between on-prem and Azure. So global reach unifies it inside of Azure so that you get the east-west traffic routing. North-south will just be handled by the express route. So, but you need those express route circuits to understand the routes between the two. So hopefully that answers the question there. It's a little heady myself. And if any of my networking pals who have helped me out over the years are watching this and I misspoke, definitely correct me. But that's the way I understand that.
That's one thing with AVS that is a little different on an on-premise environment. Oftentimes you do have a separate networking team that helps you set up your virtualization environment on-prem.
Right.
So when you go to AVS or any cloud platform, right, it is a little heavy on the networking just to get everything situated. But once you've got all the ports open, you've got all the components plugged in, it's not as much management as you would think.
Right. I think that's the hardest thing is networking and the
which is like on-prem too. You know, right. Between all the different clusters and your storage network. Yeah, there's a lot, but I do think that's a little bit more heavier networking than the on-premises side.
Right. And that's just because we're talking with kind of public, the public cloud, the way we do networking, yep. The way that we're peering the express route into the Azure virtual network, and the way in which to migrate your VMs from on-prem using the express route circuit.
And I would say that's going to be for any situation where you're going to be hybrid.
Yep.
Whether you know you're moving AVS or not, just on premises connecting to any of our Azure services or even Office 365, right? There is a networking component there that one needs to understand. Unless you have a dedicated network team that does everything for you,
in which case, just butter them up, right? Give them some, take them out for coffee, right? Buy them
make cookies and throw it over. That's what I used to do.
Exactly. So we've got another question here. What does the change control process look like? I don't have much more than that, just that question. So, I don't know maybe you could talk a little bit about how you perceive that question. And then if I've got anything to add, I can add something on.
See, that's the thing with ABS, right? So you get to keep all your existing investments you have in VMware. So whatever change control process you currently have, you can still leverage that. It really doesn't change, because like we said earlier, it's like, I don't want to say the word, but or two words, lift and shift, right? It's like picking it up and putting it in Azure, an Azure data center. It's still your environment. So that change control process that you and your corporation have planned out, it's still implementing. Like you could still use that same process. So nothing has really changed, unless you want it to change. It's that would be up, that'd be up to you and your organization on if you want to change that, especially if you're integrating services in. But that's like a whole another conversation then. But to answer the initial question, I don't think it really changes at all in my perspective.
Yeah, and I was going to say the same thing, right? You can even integrate with like ServiceNow or any sort of your ITIL. Some people I've seen use Nagios from an ITIL perspective.
Yeah.
You have the same sort of thing be plugged into your ABS environment. Then it's less time consuming, right? So we've got, I think, our final question here. So do you know if there will be more added to this learning path, maybe a more advanced one? And I feel like you and I both have good answers for this.
Yes. I think just stay tuned, I think is the word that we, the words I like to use. Stay tuned, because the product is evolving. The engineering teams are working to make the product better, and as more customers use AVS, we're learning more, we're figuring out, okay, this works well, this probably doesn't. And that's with like every Microsoft product, as the product evolves, things change a little bit, and then we'll be, I know like the modules that we have out will update accordingly to how the product changes, but stay tuned for more.
Yeah, and I think the other piece to add on here is, as a team, we'll be building out what we are calling integration packages. So we will be building out additional content that may not necessarily be part of a learn path. So this is a great opportunity to follow us on Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and we'll share that content as time unfolds.
Oh, lots of good stuff coming from Shannon and I, and Jeremiah. I mean,
Maybe Jeremiah. I'm kidding. Definitely Jeremiah.
We love you, Jeremiah.
We always have to give him a hard time, right?
I'm actually excited for the integration packages that we're working on. I think, our customers are going to like it, but also people that are still on the fence, right? And once they see what all you can do, they'd be like, whoa, some of this could be like deal breakers, especially now with some of the security integrations that we're going to make available.
Right. And I think, getting a feel for the way in which you can make use of all the ARM services, the Azure Resource Manager services, I often joke, it's like achievement unlocked, right? It's like beating a hard, difficult boss in a video game, right? Mm-hmm. In Azure, you're so much closer to all the Azure goodies that it's easy to start integrating and building out more than what you would have if you were still living kind of in the on-prem world. So it looks like we're at the end. So definitely connect with both Pumala and I, and we will continue to spread the Azure VMware solution love. Make sure that you take a look at that learn path in the hands-on lab, and stay tuned.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.